Once upon a time, there was the Macintosh, a friendly machine designed by geniuses like Steve Jobs, Bill Atkinson, and Andy Hertzfeld. Over time, the geniuses went away, and things went downhill. Going back to some of the original design philosophies of the early Macintosh, the Mac was reborn with the introduction of the iMac. With macOS X, it went on to become the most powerful yet intuitive workstation with a user interface so slick you wanted to lick it. Then, genius left. What had started simple and pleasant is again turning complicated and messy.
The new Mac Pro, the SSD, which you can find right there. While I can get access to them and remove them, they are tied to the T2 chip and authenticated specifically to this machine. What that means is if I go on eBay and find an old iMac Pro SSD, it's not going to work. The only way you can upgrade and replace these SSDs are directly through an Apple authorized service provider, which is really pretty annoying.
And then there's the real dark side. What another younger, aspiring company had once set out to fight, they are now perpetuating. Big Brother. And from there, it only got worse. With so-called platform security that in reality secures nothing but their own revenue stream, they are not helping you, the user. Their lock-in and lock-down is getting worse and worse. You are no longer free to